Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Yes, a year ago, they made the trip to Newburgh unbeaten. That dream season came to an abrupt halt as Castle beat Coach Mo's Purple 45-26. Now, a year later, not unbeaten, but a team certainly on a roll with 10 straight that will invade Castle Stadium on Friday night for a ticket to the Final Four. Lessons learned in defeat a year ago, as painful as it was. But this team, a more experienced team, ready to bring the regional crown to the South Side.
You get this far in the tournament, you know, all games are going to be tough. But, you know, again, we're just hoping that our kids, you know, we've had a good week. We just hope they go out and continue to play the way they've been playing. And as long as we do that, I think we'll be okay.
Well, one thing you got rolling are these fast starts, and that's one thing, and I'm not going to, you know, harp on what was last year, but you got a slow start. Things were out of sync.
They did. You know, Joe, just wasn't a good game for us. Saints, we didn't perform like we had performed during the season, and, you know, that those things happen. And just like I said, I just hope this year that we can just play well.
Obviously, you're facing Dane Keller again, a guy that shredded you through the air last year. What's he looked like to you on film this year?
Well, you know, he throws the ball really well, and it's not anything, obviously, that we're surprised by, obviously. We saw it firsthand. And two of his receivers that had big games against us last year are back. So, you know, they're a highly skilled team. Known that. We didn't have to watch the film to see that. Obviously, we saw it last year when we played them.
Gain it and sustain it. And that is gain a good start and sustain things. That's very simple, and let them fall where they may.
Joe, let's just let loose. Let's play. Let's go at it.
The coverage is 7 o'clock tomorrow night from Castle Stadium. Kickoff at 7:30. Moe's Purple Friday night. They'll be hosting, if they win, next week's semi-state against either Columbus East or Zionsville. Don't forget Thursday night NFL football. Winless Cleveland in Baltimore tonight. Pregame at 8. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While the South Panther offense has hiked its average to just a tick under 40 a game, Gabe Johnson's defense has lowered its yield over these last four, allowing, 10 points a game. The unit forced three takes, had four sacks last week in the sectional title game, and it was, giveaways, a slow start a year ago, culprits in that perfect season ending in Newburgh to Castle last November. Come Friday night, a year later, the veteran defensive coordinator, hopeful that the reading, the reacting, the discipline will all be paying rather huge dividends.
We've got, you know, we feel like we've got pretty good athletes, you know, back there, and we need to get off the bus and be ready to play, not come out of halftime ready to play. You know, we need to go line up from the first kickoff and play well.
These receivers, they have and post a lot of yards after the catch on these screens. How difficult of a challenge is it?
We've seen the screen all year. The problem is these guys run it really, really well. You know, they're very good at it. And, you know, this particular kind of screen that they run is not something that's been problematic for us. And it wasn't last year either. Timing is just so on. You've got to go and react the right way. Not just react, but react. And be in the right spot, which is really the challenge, I think, for us. We're sure not going to have. We're not going to be hard pressed for having gotten reps at it. We're going to rep it. We rep it a lot, and we're going to rep it a lot today. And they will have gotten reps at it. It's just a matter of whether or not we can get there and get it contained early.
That is Bloomington South defensive coordinator Gabe Johnson. Coverage will begin at 7 o'clock tomorrow night with Chalk Talk and Coach Mo. South wins. Then they'll host the semi-state next Friday night and become a member of the 5A Final Four. Cleveland's in Baltimore tonight. Little Thursday night NFL football pregame at 8. I'm Joe Smith.